Well, we're back, and we're joined by Mr. Chris Curry, who is the Gary Chicago Airport Director. And the airport these days is being referred to as Chicago's third airport. And welcome to Talking Travel.
Thank you.
Lots happening at the airport. Can you kind of start us out? I've been looking at some of the history of the airport, and from what I'm looking at, I see it's located about 3 miles from Northwest Gary, Indiana, and it's operated by the Gary Chicago Airport Authority, and it seems that they are calling it the third airport. And the term that I find, which is kind of amusing, is Chicagoland, as it's referred to, I say.
Yes, well, you're correct. The airport is located 3 miles from the city of Gary, and it's also located 25 miles from the Loop in Chicago.
Right.
The Gary Airport is referred to by some as the third airport. I guess based on its proximity to the city of Chicago and the time that it takes to get there. You know, in our position from Chicago, driving time is about 30 minutes.
Right.
Which is less time than it takes to go from Chicago O'Hare to the city, and sometimes shorter than it takes to go from Midway due to the traffic congestion within the city of Chicago.
It's interesting you should say that, because I was talking to someone that I know who lives in the area, and they were saying that exact thing. They said, I think it's a little bit of an exaggeration, but they were saying if I fly in to Gary, I could probably get it downtown to the Loop quicker than I get my baggage at O'Hare. But I think he was being kind, but there are a lot of pluses to that.
Yes, I mean, that's a true statement, and I think another reason why we're considered by some to be the third Chicago airport is because we're part of the Chicago airport system.
Right.
We have certain agreements in place that connect us with Midway and Chicago O'Hare.
Right. Now, what I also found very interesting is that from the research I've done here is that there are approximately 2 million people that can drive to Gary Airport faster than they can drive to Midway. And there are nearly 3 million people that can drive to Gary Airport faster than they can drive to O'Hare. That's a pretty strong statement.
Yeah, yes, it is. And those are probably the most current numbers. I think from the last analysis I saw was about 1.7 million that could drive to Gary quicker than Midway, and about 2.7 to from O'Hare, you know, they could drive to Gary quicker than they could get to O'Hare.
Sure.
And take into consideration that those numbers really do not address traffic congestion.
So in your opinion, and I think in the opinion of others, that this is going to be the next great Chicago airport.
I think it is. I mean, that's the course that we're on, and we're doing everything to make sure that we're ready when our time arrives.
And, of course, it's considered an alternative to expanding O'Hare. And of course, there's a little bit of controversy, the construction of the new airport at Pierrotone. Is that the way you pronounce that?
Yes, it is.
Right. And which is 43 miles south of Chicago. So the advantages of expanding the Gary Airport include, of course, as you mentioned, the proximity to downtown Chicago, making it preferable to the Pierrotone site and its vacant surroundings, whereas expanding O'Hare would threaten some nearby homes. And I just saw something recently on a special on TV about that, and there's a lot of strong opposition to that.
Well, there is. I think there's also, you know, the environmental side out there that are really against placing an airport on perfectly good green land. Most airports usually emerge from old existing military bases that's already contaminated,
right,
or land that's not in prime shape. So you do have those environmental concerns when it comes to placing an airport in an area that's perfectly usable for anything else.
Now, How about facilities, Chris?
Well, the Geary Airport terminal, we have three gates. The airport is small but extremely efficient.
Right.
We just extended our parking lot area about a year and a half ago to 2 years, where we now accommodate 1,200 parking spaces. And once you arrive at the airport, you can simply walk across the street into the facility, process TSA in minimal time. Therefore, all the extreme times of being in the airport extremely early don't apply to secondary airports like the Gary Chicago International Airport.
Right. And there aren't any jetways at this point, which is very much like St. Petersburg Airport here. There aren't as well, but it all seems to work out okay. Their terminal. What about your terminal facility? Because I couldn't really see that.
Well, we do have two jet bridges.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, we do have two jet bridges. So anyone that's traveling into our airport, especially by an aircraft like Sky Value, they would come into a jet bridge.
Right.
Within the airport, we have two rent-a-car facilities, Hertz Rental Car and Enterprise.
Right.
And we also have a restaurant, Mendoza Mexican Mix. And all three of those are located within the terminal.
Right. So basically, it's all in place as it would be in any airport.
Yes, we don't have a lot of frills within our airport, but again, it's small and efficient. And we find that with most travelers, they're not looking for all the frills. They just want a good, clean, decent place that they can process in and out in minimal time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's what I want to do. I want to get in, I want to get out, and know if I need a rental car, it'll be there for me. Now, how about security?
Security is provided 24 hours a day by the Gary Police Department.
Right.
So there's always law enforcement at the desk at the airport. Additionally, we use some of the airport personnel to do security rounds as well. And I must say, in the last 6 years that I've been here, we have not had any reports of vandalism to cars or any security problems.
Right. Now, what about TSA? The free check-in, and did I have the right term?
Yes. As we stand right now, we utilize the same TSA personnel that also service South Bend. However, I think that with the schedule that Sky Value will now fly, that we will have our own permanent TSA people that will work here. They follow the same screening criteria as they do at every major airport. However, with the staggered flight times that we have at Sky Value, I personally feel like to process the security checkpoint, it should be no longer than 10 minutes.
Well, that's certainly a plus, isn't it?
Yes, it's good when you can rely on something as opposed to when you show up at the major airports, you have no idea whether it's going to be 10 minutes or whether it's going to be an hour.
Well, it's interesting because recently I spoke to an attorney friend of mine who spends a lot of time in your area, and about the choice of the airport, Sky Value's choice of the airport, and they said that they felt it was a very clever move for all the reasons that you've mentioned previously. And they say the area is growing immensely, and they think it is going to be a really big market for Sky Value.
I think that it will. You know, we did a marketing analysis about 2 years ago, and Sky Value serves five of the top eight destinations that were requested by Northwest Indiana and the Chicagoland region.
Right.
So my thought has always been, if you give people what they want, then they will support it. And in addition to that, three of the destinations served by Sky Value, Orlando, St. Petersburg and Las Vegas were destinations that were already tested and proven by previous airlines that serviced the Gary Chicago International Airport. So just based on a numbers load factor situation, there's no reason to think that they won't have the same success as far as passenger loads that the previous airlines had.
Because there's some good historic information there.
Yes, and all that information was taken into consideration when the airport and Sky Value got together to discuss routes that we thought would work.
Well, that's really interesting. And of course, now what needs to happen? I believe Sky Value is starting their service on the 15th of December, it's a matter of getting the word out, and that's what we're attempting to do. And we thank you very much for helping us to do that.
Okay, thank you as well.
Yeah, we'd look forward to getting back to you fairly soon. We have a big audience here in Western Florida, and we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule.
Thanks, no problem. I have somewhat of a passion for the west coast of Florida. I used to live in Tampa for 3 years when I was in the military, so I love the area, and I think it will do well for our market here in Gary.
Well, we hope so, and whatever we can do to help, we're here for you.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.